croaker took a jaundiced view toward mine. Word came in that a Shadowlander deserter had been picked up who knew the location of an ice cave stuffed with edibles. "You buy it?" I asked. "Sounds like somebody thought he was going to get his throat cut and made up a story. But we'll check it out." Just when I was getting used to being warm. "Used to being hungry, too?" Out we rode, and onward we rode, day after day, through fields and forests and hills marred by quake effects and abandoned by the population. The captain and I rode those giant black stallions, him outfitted in his cold Widowmaker armor, and me lugging the bloody standard, while Ty Day tagged along behind, like he was trying to become some sort of clown sidekick. We found the prisoner's ice cave. Near as we could tell, it was a real treasure trove. The earthquake had dropped an avalanche down its throat. The good people of the province had been trying to open it back up. We relieved them of all that hard work and left the troop to await the coming of reinforcements hungry enough to dig for their supper. We continued on toward Kialune and Overlook, managing to sustain ourselves and avoid trouble until we were just 40 miles north of the stricken city. The countryside there was unmarred by disaster, quiet, orderly, almost pretty, but a little too wintry for my taste. Suddenly, without warning, despite the old man's crows, we ran into Shadowlander cavalry, and not a man among them was in a good mood. Their charge broke us into half a dozen clumps, whereupon a horde of infantry types tried to horn in. Lucky for us, they were regional militia, poorly armed, completely inexperienced peasants. Unfortunately, it's true that some totally untrained and inexperienced dickhead can get lucky and kill you just as dead as a martial arts priest like Uncle Doge can. I managed to get the standard set atop a knoll, the old man there with me inside a circle of friendly folks. "The one day you don't wear the damned costume," I yelled. "They wouldn't have had the balls for this shit if you dressed up." Who knows? It might have been true. "It was getting heavy, and it's cold, and it stinks." He shrugged into the hideous, grotesque armor. As he lowered the nasty winged helmet onto his head, a pair of monster crows dropped onto his shoulders. Traceries of scarlet fire began crawling all over him. A few thousand more crows began zooming around overhead, everyone bitching his little heart out. After a chance to take in the crows, Widowmaker, and the company standard, most of our attackers decided to take the rest of the day off. The stories had to be really bad down here. The cavalrymen were made of sterner stuff. They continued fighting. They were veterans. And Long Shadow probably had them convinced we were going to roast their wives and rape their babies, then turn the rest of them into dog food and shoe leather. But we scattered them. Before the soldiers could get carried away chasing them, the old man headed south again, declaring, "We have bridges to capture and choke points to clear." A few men didn't heed the recall. I asked, "What about them?" "They have a chance to serve as a valuable object lesson. Those that survive can catch up." He was feeling hard. He didn't think about arranging care and protection for the wounded. That wasn't something he'd overlooked ever before. It might be that there were no company brothers among the wounded, even though we had nearly a dozen with us. That consideration often seemed to lie at the root of his